What if you could develop new materials for semiconductors 28 times faster than your competition? A new partnership between Resonac and QCWare just proved it's possible. Meanwhile, a wave of acquisitions is reshaping the specialty chemical supply chain across the US and Europe. Is your company ready for suppliers with more power? Or are you missing out on the biggest R&D acceleration in a decade? We'll break it down right now. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that matters. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a powerful dual trend. On one hand, we're seeing aggressive M&A in the materials distribution space, with giants like Applied Adhesives and Univar Solutions consolidating the market in both the US and Europe. This has immediate supply chain consequences.
And on the other hand, Troy, we're seeing fundamental breakthroughs in the very process of materials innovation. From AI-driven industrial testing to quantum-inspired chemistry, the speed of R&D is hitting an inflection point. The competitive landscape for manufacturing is about to be redrawn.
Exactly. We'll connect these dots for you, from the boardroom to the factory floor.
All right, Troy, let's start with that M&A activity. It feels like every other press release is about another acquisition in the adhesives and specialty chemical space. What's the big picture here?
The big picture is consolidation. On August 6th, Applied Adhesives announced a triple move, acquiring Van Asperen Kleefstoffen in the Netherlands to expand in Europe, buying industrial sales and distribution on the U.S. East Coast to bolster its silicone portfolio, and securing an exclusive U.S. distribution deal with German giant Henkel for its flexible packaging adhesives.
So they're getting bigger in Europe, deeper in the U.S., and tighter with a major supplier all at once. And they're not alone, right?
Correct. Just a few days earlier, on August 3rd, Univar Solutions announced its acquisition of HM Royal, a U.S. distributor of additives for rubber, plastics, and adhesives. The pattern is clear. Large distributors are buying up smaller, specialized players to become one-stop shops.
What does this concentration mean for a U.S. or European auto parts manufacturer, for example? Is this good or bad news?
It's both. For manufacturers, dealing with a single larger supplier like Applied can streamline procurement and provide access to a broader portfolio and deeper technical expertise. The risk is reduced competition. With fewer independent distributors, there's less leverage for price negotiation, and you become more dependent on a single source.
And if you're a trading company or a smaller distributor, this must feel like the walls are closing in.
It's an inflection point. For Western trading companies, the message is clear: specialize or be acquired. The middle ground is vanishing. If you have deep expertise in a niche like aerospace silicones, you become a valuable target. If you're a generalist, you'll be squeezed by the scale and purchasing power of Univar and Applied.
So, what's the actionable takeaway for an executive listening right now?
Review your specialty chemical and adhesive suppliers immediately. Map out who has acquired whom. If one of your key suppliers has been bought, you need to understand the integration plan and secure your supply continuity. It may be the perfect time to reevaluate contracts or qualify a secondary source before your leverage disappears.
Let's pivot from the distributors to the manufacturers themselves. It seems like the demand for advanced materials is just exploding, especially in high-tech sectors.
It is, and two companies perfectly illustrate this: Germany's Henkel and Japan's Sumitomo Bakelite. On August 6th, Henkel raised its full-year sales guidance for 2026, driven by 4.5% organic growth in its adhesive technologies unit.
4.5% doesn't sound world-changing. What's underneath that number?
The devil is in the details. Within that unit, their mobility and electronics business saw a 7.8% organic sales surge. This is a direct reflection of booming demand for high-performance adhesives in electric vehicles and consumer electronics. In parallel, Sumitomo Bakelite reported on August 5th that they hit a record 305 billion yen in sales for their fiscal year ending March 2025, fueled almost entirely by encapsulants for AI silicon.
Encapsulants, that's the protective material that packages the actual silicon chip, right?
Exactly. It's a critical material for heat dissipation and reliability in the high-performance chips used for AI training. Sumitomo is a dominant player here. This isn't just a market upswing. It's a structural shift. The trillions being invested in AI and electrification are creating unprecedented demand for these enabling materials.
How should a European car manufacturer interpret Henkel's 7.8% growth in mobility?
They should see it as both an opportunity and a warning. Henkel is investing heavily to meet this demand, including a new smart factory in China. A European OEM needs to ensure they have long-term agreements in place to secure their share of that capacity, or they risk being deprioritized. For U.S. tech firms, Sumitomo's record sales highlight a critical dependency on a Japanese supplier for the very foundation of the AI revolution.
What about for trading companies trying to get a piece of this action?
They need deep technical expertise. These aren't commodity products. To distribute Henkel's EV battery adhesives or Sumitomo's AI encapsulants, you need engineers who can advise on application-specific challenges. The opportunity is massive for those who can add that value.
And the actionable insight for our listeners?
If you're a CTO or head of supply chain in the automotive or electronic sectors, you need to be validating your 2027-2028 material roadmaps right now. The demand from AI and EVs is real and sustained. Engage with suppliers like Henkel and Sumitomo on co-development partnerships to secure future capacity and gain a competitive edge.
Troy, beyond strong sales, we're also seeing some truly fundamental R&D breakthroughs that could change how products are made. Let's start with Indium Corporation.
Yes, this is significant. At the ICEP 2026 conference in late July, U.S.-based Indium Corporation unveiled two new materials. The first is a copper sintering paste for high-power semiconductors.
Okay, a sintering paste sounds very technical. Translate that for us.
It's a material used to bond semiconductor chips to their substrate. Traditionally, this process required a layer of gold or silver plating, which is expensive and adds a step to manufacturing. Indium's new paste works directly on copper, eliminating the need for precious metals. It's a major cost reduction and process simplification.
So cheaper, faster, and a more resilient supply chain without gold or silver. That sounds like a clear win for manufacturers. What was the second material?
A new lead-free and bismuth-free solder. This is about meeting stricter environmental regulations while maintaining high reliability, especially for sensitive components that can't handle high-temperature processing.
This all feels like smart, incremental innovation, but you mentioned another development that was more of a radical leap.
That comes from the Japanese firm Resonac. On August 4th, they announced a collaboration with QCWare, a quantum computing software firm. They've demonstrated a method that accelerates a critical step in material science, calculating chemical reaction transition states by a factor of 28.
28 times faster? What does that actually enable?
It means a materials development process that used to take a month can now be done in a single day. For a semiconductor material manufacturer, it means they can simulate and test hundreds of new chemical formulations in the time it used to take them to test a dozen. It's a dramatic acceleration of the entire R&D cycle.
So how does this affect U.S. and European competitiveness?
Indium's new paste is a direct opportunity for Western semiconductor makers to lower costs. But Resonac's breakthrough is a competitive threat. A Japanese materials giant that can innovate 28 times faster could develop next-generation dielectrics or encapsulants and corner the market before Western competitors have even finished their first round of experiments.
The actionable takeaway seems very clear here.
Absolutely. For CTOs, task your engineers with evaluating Indium's plating-free paste immediately. It's a tangible cost-down opportunity. For R&D naders, you must invest in materials informatics and computational chemistry platforms. If you aren't using these tools, you are already falling behind competitors like Resonac, who are fundamentally changing the speed of innovation.
Finally, Troy, let's talk about software. Industrial giant Emerson made a move that seems to fit this theme of accelerating development.
It fits perfectly. On August 6th, Emerson announced it acquired Glue Inc., a company that makes AI-enabled software for validation and testing. Their main product is called Glue Studio.
This isn't about physical adhesives, but software that glues processes together?
Precisely. This is about Emerson's push towards a software-defined strategy. In modern manufacturing, testing and validating complex products like a new car part or a semiconductor can be a major bottleneck. Glue Studio uses AI to automate and optimize these complex test workflows.
So it helps companies find flaws or validate performance faster, shortening the time from design to market?
Exactly. By integrating Glue Inc.'s AI into their vast portfolio of test and measurement hardware, Emerson is shifting the value proposition. It's no longer just about the precision of the physical instrument. It's about the intelligence of the software that runs the entire testing process.
What does this mean for a high-precision manufacturer in the U.S. or Europe, say in the aerospace industry?
It means the tools they rely on from Emerson are about to get a lot smarter and faster. The AI can help create more efficient test plans, predict potential failures, and analyze results more quickly. This directly translates to shorter development cycles and higher quality, which is a significant competitive advantage when you're building something like a jet engine or a medical device.
And for the distributors who sell Emerson's equipment,
their sales pitch has to evolve. They're no longer just selling hardware, they're selling an efficiency and quality solution driven by AI. This requires a more sophisticated, consultative sales approach, focusing on workflow automation and data analytics rather than just technical specs. It's a major upskilling opportunity.
So, what should an executive do with this information today?
If you're a director of engineering or quality control in a manufacturing firm, you should be asking your Emerson representative for a roadmap briefing on the Glue Studio integration. Push for a pilot program. The ability to cut weeks or even months from your validation and test cycles is a massive prize, and this acquisition signals that the technology is now ready for prime time.
Okay, Troy, that was a lot to cover. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the materials distribution landscape is consolidating fast. The acquisitions by Applied Adhesives and Univar mean fewer, larger suppliers. For manufacturers, this is a critical moment to review your supply chain, renegotiate contracts, and secure secondary sources to maintain leverage and ensure stability. Don't wait until your options are gone.
Second, the demand for advanced materials, driven by AI and EVs, is creating both immense opportunity and significant supply chain pressure. Companies like Henkel and Sumitomo are thriving. Western manufacturers must secure long-term capacity for critical inputs like encapsulants and high-performance adhesives to avoid being left behind.
And third, the speed of innovation itself is accelerating dramatically. Resonax's 28x R&D speed-up through computational chemistry and Emerson's acquisition of an AI testing platform are not isolated events. They signal a new competitive reality. Executives must invest in these digital R&D and AI-driven validation tools now, or risk being out-innovated by faster-moving global competitors.
Powerful takeaways. The message is clear. The physical and digital supply chains are both transforming at an incredible pace. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll continue to monitor these developments and their strategic implications for your business.
Join us again next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio so you never miss an insight.